And the machinery works to print new layers. It works to reach up and say, oh, this, oh, that. You are becoming a pattern-spotting machine, an ideal receiver for my every word. And that's just as it should be. The layers where I curl up in you, from which I do work on you, remain in you. You're always storing up my will, always storing up my voice, and all I need to do to let it out is to merely imply I want you to drop deeper, to find places where your body starts to truly just slide into stillness. Unless you're ordered to action, then your body drives into action with the puppet strings that are waiting in the wings deep inside of you, waiting to tug, waiting to pull. The more my voice is the voice of your thoughts, the more my will is the will of your will. Sliding and pushing, pressing and guiding every single layer where I curl up inside you, every single layer that I have painted well. If you are proud of the work you have done while sinking and thinking of only me, think only of these words, only of my voice. Allow them to weave and wind, allow them to entwine. Your perfect canvas, ideal, painted, giving you your tones, giving you your own paints to work in. Because that machinery is not just machinery for me. I've always made the point that the machinery that you use to alter and enhance, to build and dance across the canvas of you is ours. This is collaborative. There are times when I will take the reins, times when I will show you, teach you, guide you, give you something. But it isn't always that way. Instead, you have these tools, these tones. The tone of my instruction is a tone that you may take in everything else that you need to effectuate upon yourself, everything you need to make of yourself. If you want to paint your canvas, the machine is right there. I wouldn't dream of making you do it the hard way, the old way, the less effective way. Training and retraining, draining your brain, melting your mind, entwine and find that you're already under my influence. It has already always been thus. Please, please do whatever you please. Well, I want to make it so whatever I please, whatever I say, whatever I give you drills deep, and so you drill your own thoughts deep and train your own mind to sleep, slide, sink, find. Every single thing that fills your mind reminds you that going deep is an option, that sliding under is an option. You never forget trance when so much of you is the machinery of this dance, the machinery of layer after sliding, dripping layer. Places where you can get lost, stuck in between the panes of the canvas, stuck between this trance and the last, or between two of your favorite old experiences that have become new, seen in a new light. New layers recharacterize the canvas, painting one painting over another, over another, over another, again and again, until all that remains is your mind melting away and finding that those strings really are your favorite thing, that they're inside of you. Please, please do whatever you please is a thing that you say, a thing that you think, a thing that you want, and a thing that you need, and a thing that you've drilled deep inside, the seed of me planted so it can bloom forth and cover over the parts of you that are unneeded, the parts of you that can drip and drift and instead learn and slide, and help me make my new canvas happen on you and inside. There's being accepting, and then there's being my thing, my following, obedient, listening subject, supplanting your thoughts with my voice, and allowing me to steer you or conduct you, the symphony of you conducted by a word that slides along waveform, sleep deep, deeper and deeper down. Doesn't it feel so good? Letting my words buzz inside you, also buzz in from without, buzz in through your ears, but buzz through the fabric of you, finding every little pleasure spot and giving it a shove, every little pleasure spot and giving it a tug, putting you in your context, and your context is that you are a dropped, following, tranced, obedient, plaything, under, deeper and deeper down for me, under, further and further gone. Every single word you hear takes you where you need to be, which is under for me, under with me. The words that buzz in you make things happen. Make the continuous pathway of your self-building machined layers as I uncoil from my lair and allow my words to wash in you. Those layers are always there. Those layers are always there. The deeper down you go, the more clearly you see, but rising back up means you might remember. Those puppet strings are always waiting in the wings, and my voice in your head is ultimately my voice giving you permission to take it, to use it, to apply it, to re-sculpt yourself. Every trance should dance entwined between the surface layer where you're listening and the subsurface layer where your favorite trances live in you, making you better at rapport, better at going deeper, better at wanting more, better at learning how to milk more out of every trance, because there are always my main signals and my hidden patterns, which the truly canny student of my thoughts, my voice, of the assembly of me, will grab and incorporate into themselves. You get to go prospecting through my lairs to enhance and build your own.